If you don't know now, you do know this is Guns and the Gun Show. I'm very stoked right now because we are speaking right now with a longtime buddy and friend of the Gun Show. We had him on a couple weeks ago just to further anticipate the forthcoming album that just came out this past Tuesday. And we're speaking here with JD from Valencia. MySpace.com says Valencia. Twatter.com says Valencia Music. What's up, baller?
Dude, Twatter?
Yeah, Twatter.
I like it.
Oh, you damn right. Twatter.com slash The Gun Show. And Twatter.com slash Valencia Music. So how are you, man?
Dude, I'm good. We're shacked up in Portland right now. We just had a nice 17-hour drive. For the past couple of days, our van has been stranded. So I've been better, but I'm not bummed out because we're on this awesome tour right now with Say Anything, Motion City, and Save the Day.
Definitely.
Things are good, man.
I remember last time we spoke to you, as you speak here with JD from Valencia. You can follow him on Twitter as well. JD Valencia, I believe. Or Valencia JD, one of those.
Valencia JD.
Cool. Yeah. Not VD, but JD.
Yeah.
Yeah, not VD, venereal disease, JD.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, nobody wants the VD. Last time we spoke, you had just gotten this tour, at least we're able to announce it. How's it going so far? And also talk about, I know there's a lot of listeners out there that want to know what happened as far as the last couple shows and stuff. So go with that.
Yeah, the tour has been great. We started out on a 2-week headliner with Automatic Love Letter to get out to the West Coast. And we picked it up a couple of days ago, I guess a week ago. And the CD came out a week ago. So things are... Everyone's in good spirits. Things are looking pretty good for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except for Sunday morning, our transmission kind of crapped out on us. Maybe around 3 in the morning, heading to our San Francisco show. And we were stuck roadside for about 2 hours. I had to get a tow truck, towed back to this random-ass town called Castaic, California. This town is just like, there's schizophrenics everywhere. It's like a transient town. It was creepy. We met this lady in this laundromat. Her name is Ruby Breastnut, and she's like some burlesque ex-porn star that does like Skinamax and stuff.
Holy crap. Wow.
It's been an interesting couple of days, but we finally got the van fixed, and we're heading, we are in Portland right now, but we'll be heading on the rest of the tour doing full van again.
Hell yeah.
Luckily, Brendan and Shane got picked up by some friends on the way to San Francisco, and they've been playing acoustic the past couple shows.
All right, so Valencia is represented, sort of, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. and I want to stress that you guys have toured and relentlessly. For all the listeners out there, and we'll get to this in a couple of minutes, Valencia. It's kind of crazy now when I bring up Valencia, I mentioned that you guys are going to be on tonight. There's so many more people than before are starting to recognize and be like, oh shit, Valencia, like, oh, because of this new album and everything. But you got to realize, Valencia has been touring their asses off for years. Very DIY friendly, very DIY oriented. If there was any justice in the world, this band would be huge. So when you guys say that you're literally in a random ass town, you guys have toured all over the place. Literally, this town must be really random.
Yeah, man. We've been road dogging it, I guess you could say, for the past 6 or 7 years. And random. When I say random, it's pretty out there for us, you know?
Definitely.
We've been all over.
Cool, man. All right, well, listen. All right, well, obviously, I just want to bring that up because of all the listeners out there. Be like, oh, why isn't Valencia playing? Well, that's why. But everything's fixed now. You guys are on the road. You speak here with JD from Valencia. You are touring with probably, I'd say, one of the top four tours for the fall. Who's it composed of?
Say Anything in Motion City are co-headlining, and then there's Save the Day, who are... 2 of 4, and then we're first of 4 openings. Like,
unbelievable.
It's been so unreal. This is one of the tours of a lifetime, because I've been listening to Save the Day since I was 13, you know, growing up on Through Being Cool and Say What You Are and stuff.
Hell
like that.
Yeah.
Like, I just respect all the bands on the tour so much, and they're all cool, and they're great musicians, great people, and the fans that they have are really respectful, and it's pretty cool. It's like to have new people come to shows and listen to our music and Fire CD and get it and get on the Valencia bandwagon for the first time.
That's what I want to bring up. It's speaking with Valencia. It's myspace.com says Valencia. Follow him on Twitter. It's Valencia Music. The album came out last Tuesday, and it's I know you guys. I consider you guys like friends and stuff. Obviously, like, we never had shit against each other or anything like that. But I just want to say, from an outsider standpoint, it's awesome to see that people are really getting behind this album. And I always thought especially with the last album, if there was a whole support system around it, that would have been huge. And that's coming true with this one. And what do you guys think about that? How's that feel?
It's awesome. The reaction to this record, it has been huge, and like, there's a lot of people behind it. And I guess, like, I was wondering and talking to the guys, do we see it more because there's more access to Facebook and Twitter? But like, we had MySpace when I know MySpace is like extinct now, but we had the messages and the comments for the last record. But like, the outpouring and the response and the support for this record this time around is just absolutely unreal, and like, we couldn't be more excited about it. And like, we're all very proud and stoked on the reception. And so, like, it's pretty freaking cool, man.
I'm gonna throw you on the spot right now. I don't want to get too in depth, and after this question, everything will be easy. If this album flops, or did flop, or would flop, or anything like that, would Valencia possibly not, like? Was this one, like, not really do or die, but kind of make or break for you guys?
I don't know. Like, I think having Dan, the new drummer in the band, kind of gave us a second life.
Mm-hmm.
And
completely, by the way. Completely,
yeah,
like, dude. Hell yeah. Give him props for me, dude. He rules.
Yeah, dude, whenever we do interviews and, like, they ask who's the inspiration for the record, I always credit Dan, because he has been a huge help and inspiration to this record and, like, and to this band, more so than ever before. And like, whether or not it's a flop, like, I think there's going to be another record after this, for sure.
Well, this one's not gonna. This one will not flop because it's not going to. We will work our asses off and make sure it does not flop. And clearly, it's been a week out so far. It's available everywhere: iTunes, Dancing with the Ghost, everywhere. And it's kind of cool because I want, for anybody checking out the shows with Valencia, Say Anything, Saves the Day, Motion City Soundtrack, Valencia is all hanging out at their merch table afterwards before the show as well, right? So definitely go up, go tell JD, who we're speaking with right now, that you heard him on The Gun Show.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. We try to reach out to the fans as much as possible and get our name out there.
Perfect.
We'll be hanging out the whole time.
Cool. All right. Enough with all those bullshit things. I know you're driving right now. You're probably rolling your eyes, wanting to be like, come on, Guns, get out of this interview. I don't want to kill the rest of the band, especially because you want to just get to the show. But let's get to this album. Album came out very, I don't like using the word mature. Oh, this album's more mature than the last one. But it's definitely diverse. You know, you have songs. Spinning Out is an unbelievable song, dude. Spinning Out is so good. Yeah, and that, and just a whole different variety to the album. Talk about the music process, or if you want, hand the phone to somebody, whatever, you know, because you're driving. But talk about this actual album.
Yeah, I mean, the album took a good year or more worth of writing and demoing and doing home demos and all that. And, like, we wanted to write an album that wasn't like the previous one. Like, we knew We All Need a Reason to Believe had a huge response and a huge impact on people, but we didn't want to be one of those bands that just kept putting out the same songs, the same record over and over again. Like, we grew as people a little bit, and we wanted to show that through our music. So I think it definitely shows with this new record that a lot of people were kind of taken back by it, but after a few listens, like, it's maybe their new favorite record, or at least a lot of kids are saying it's album of the year for them. Mm-hmm. So, like, all the hard work we put into it, it definitely shows, in my opinion, when you listen song to song, it's just kind of, it's still Valencia, but it's still, like, a completely new sound that we're going for.
Right. Well, not completely new sound, it's Valencia, and it's just ballin'.
Pretty yeah. much, yeah. I mean, I could have just said that, you know.
Right, you could. But it's kind of cool and it's kind of weird because nowadays, DIY-friendly, very DIY-oriented bands are hard to come by for the bands actually deserve the recognition they get. And we spoke with Chad from Newfound Glory, I believe, like a week and a half ago. He was saying, as they were, you know, before Paramore playing, you know, they were direct support or something like that. Kids were coming up to him and being like, "Oh, you guys knew, etc." Not even knowing who Newfound was, like, you know, loving That's the wild. Music, but being like, "Oh, you guys knew," and they're like, "You got to be kidding me!" And not to put you guys, Valencia, on the same level as Newfound, because let's be honest, Newfound's Newfound, but it's cool. It's, you know, at these shows, it's got to feel good being like, "Yo, this is the first time I've seen you guys. You guys are really good."
Yeah. We've been getting that at these Say Anything shows. The kids come up to us like, "Dude, I never heard of you guys before. Like, I came for Boston City or whatever," and they're like, "You guys are actually pretty good. I'm stoked and surprised that an opening band sounds like you guys and has as much energy on stage." And we're like, "Well, thank you. You know, all we can do is be humbled by it."
You're on tour right now. Great tour. Motion City. I remember the Skate and Surf Festival days and everything like that when they were doing that.
Oh, wow.
And Say Anything opening for Armor for Sleet, which was wild years ago. And, and Saves the Day and everything. After this, what goes on? How can people check you out? What's going on for you guys? And then we'll wrap up.
We have this tour for another 2.5 weeks. And then we go to Australia for 3 weeks to do a club tour over there, and then we're back in the States mid-December. We're going to do another string of headlining dates, like from December 14th to the 19th, hitting Detroit, and then we go like east
all over the north. Right. That's the job of the tour manager to tell you exactly where you are going. But you guys will be.
Yeah, right.
So, but here it starts once again. New album. It's out now. Valencia, Dancing with the Ghosts, available on iTunes, all over the place. Very proud of it. It's awesome. And shout out to AbsolutePunk.net because those kids are so behind this album, which is awesome. And you know, and you guys have a relentless street team. I remember even at Warped, you guys didn't even do Warped this year, but yet every stop that I did, there was Valencia street team out there handing out stickers.
Awesome.
One of the most diehard fan bases out there, Valencia. Thank you, JD. What else do you want to say to everybody? Go.
Pick up Dancing with a Ghost and enjoy it, rock it out, you know?
Cool. Don't crash. Check them out. Valencia, thank you. Ballin'. If you don't know, now you know. Thanks, JD.